Day 32, Breaking the Pain Loop. How women can turn ancient suffering into power. The pain body, think of it as your emotional baggage with a passport stamped by both your personal history and humanity's shared trauma, is a real piece of work. Every person has one, but for women, there's an extra layer baked in, the collective female pain body. This is the energetic scar tissue from thousands of years of oppression, violence, exploitation, and grief experienced by women everywhere. And unless a woman is fully conscious, she still carries it, whether she's aware of it or not. This collective pain doesn't just sit quietly in the background. It often wakes up around menstruation, flooding the body with ancient, inherited anguish. That monthly wave of irritability, exhaustion, or emotional upheaval, that's not just hormones, it's the pain body tapping in. It pretends to be you. It speaks through you, lashes out, spirals into despair. But here's the wild twist. It's not you. And more importantly, it can be transformed. Women actually have a head start on this spiritual alchemy. Unlike men, women are typically more in touch with their bodies and emotions, making them naturally closer to the state of being. That's why the pain body is more active in women. Not because they're weaker, but because they're standing at the doorway to transformation. They've been carrying the collective shadow of humanity's imbalance, and now they're in a unique position to transmute it. But first, the trap. If you identify with your pain, if it becomes part of your personal narrative or collective identity, you're stuck. It may feel empowering to stand in righteous anger about what's been done to women across history, but if your identity is tied to that wound, you're not free. You're still defined by the past, not living from the power of the now. It's the spiritual equivalent of trying to heal while still picking at the scab. True empowerment doesn't come from clinging to pain, but from witnessing it and letting it go. So how do you alchemize this ancient suffering, especially during your cycle when it tends to rear its head? The trick is stay alert. When you feel the first rumblings, maybe a flash of irritability or a sudden tightness in the chest, don't get swept away. Instead, shine the light of your awareness on it. Name it. Watch it. Feel the emotion without becoming it. Let your conscious presence flood it. That presence is like water on a fire. It softens, cools, and eventually extinguishes the flames. Over time, those monthly surges won't pull you under, they'll awaken you. This isn't just about managing moods or coping better. This is sacred work. Women are reclaiming their role as bridges between the visible and invisible, between earth and spirit. By transmuting the pain body, they unlock their true essence, the vast, soft, fierce, nurturing force of life itself. And yes, men can do this too. But for women, it often begins in the body, through cycles, emotions, and the long-lost language of being. So if you're a woman reading this, and you've ever felt overwhelmed by emotion, tension, or unexplained heaviness, you're not broken. You're standing in a long line of ancestors, holding the weight of a collective wound. And now, you have the power to heal it, not by fighting, not by denying, but by being more present than the pain. That's the real revolution.